please be advised that today's Madras podcast will mention themes of trauma and harassment that might be triggering for the listening audience. Please feel free to give yourself a moment before tuning in.
All right. Hello. Hello, everyone. I am one half of your hosts for today. My name is Alessa.
And I'm the second half, Kino. What's up, everyone? And you are tuned into All Too Well, a miniseries only here at Madras Radio.
Yes. Welcome to our Communicate miniseries, where we take a deep dive into one of the most viral hits of 2021, All Too Well by Miss Taylor Swift. Well, of course, the fans were given a treat for her 10-minute reimagining of the 2012 smash hit. So this song will actually be dissected into three parts with one part per episode. The before, crack in the glass, the during, the breaking point, and the remembering. And the 10-minute version provided a lot more context to discuss these, of course. All right, so...
First things to know, you know, what is All Too Well? Just if you haven't heard of it, you know, if you're living under a rock, All Too Well is a song by Taylor Swift. It was first released in 2012 and re-released in 2021. All Too Well has been a fan favorite, surprising even Taylor Swift herself, as the song wasn't a single in the Red Album. Critics have dubbed the song as a masterpiece and a career high for the singer in terms of songwriting and performance. That and the plays of its Taylor's version or the version re-recorded so Taylor could own the masters of her songs. Some seem to agree with the fact.
Yes. Yeah, so some tidbits about All Too Well, Taylor's version. It is the longest song ever to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And the red quote scarf reference has become a cultural phenomenon. And of course, the accompanying short film has over 60 million views on YouTube.
Nutty.
I mean, I'm probably one of those.
I'm probably a good 50. All right.
But of course, a short background of who Taylor Swift is. I mean, if anyone still needs it, because honestly, if you are a fan or even if you're not a fan, it's like nearly impossible for anyone not to know who Taylor Swift is. Like, exactly. Impossible.
Unless you were like in a coma for the past 20 years.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, I mean, how can you not? She has garnered like 11 Grammy Awards and 34 American Music Awards. And that's like the most wins by an artist. Amazing.
Yeah, dude, Taylor Swift has, from what I know, she amassed like 50 million album sales, 150 million single sales, 114 million units in a album consumption worldwide. You know, 78 billion streams, dude. She's packing numbers. You know what
That's
I mean?
Crazy.
Swift has been recognized for her influential career as well as her advocacy of artists' rights and women's empowerments in the music industry, especially.
It's amazing. Like, honestly, it's so much, so much going on for her, and
the fans love her.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Taylor Swift fans are their own breed, honestly.
Yeah, they come up with so many like rumors or like so many stories surrounding her songs. especially if it has to do with a previous relationship.
Exactly. Some may say, you know, they speculate more than what actually happened. You know what they say, the readers do half the work, you know.
I agree to that. A lot of times people have said that, you know, sometimes it's really just the fans who are saying a lot of things. Taylor exactly. Swift has most probably moved on. I think she has moved on like from a lot of these things, and she said that herself. But yeah, it's All Too Well, exactly. 10-minute version. Lots of people went crazy.
I remember one of the other DJ hosts, actually, I remember her like tweeting her live reaction. She's like, this song is amazing, blah, 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 and things like that.
It is. But,
like,
yeah.
I mean, in a nutshell, All Too Well is like a song about reminiscing on a past relationship, recounting both the beautiful and the ugly parts of it, and finding clarity and, I suppose, healing in the aftermath.
Yeah. I agree. So this episode called Crack in the Glass, it's more of like discussing the start of this song's narrative, which is very sweet, innocent,
Like the classic, you know, Taylor Swift starts off a lot of her songs like the classic imagery and poetry of a, you know, really, you know, with lyrics like, we're singing in the car, getting lost upstate, you know, autumn leaves falling down like pieces into place. And I could picture it after all these days. Oh, dude, bars. Anyways.
But yes, very the very sweet side of the relationship. The calm before the storm, as you might say.
And also, well, especially, you know, she gives all these like beautiful imageries and things like that. But she doesn't hold back when it comes to, you know, sprinkling in those like subtle warnings and such. Mm. You know, there were, I remember, the lyric that a lot of people use a lot is the, how does it go again? Oh, and you were tossing me the car keys, fuck the patriarchy, keychain on the ground, we were always skipping town, you know? You know, you could see that as like, yeah, like the, as the boyfriend that she was in a relationship with is like, yeah, you're cool, he's a cool boyfriend. But like, if you think about it, like the, and like in the video, like corresponding when that line pops up, he literally throws the keys on the ground, like on the dirt. So, and it's like, yeah, he's giving you the car keys, but like, how much like power do you like really, are you really giving it? You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. You know, I actually never saw it that way.
Just little.
I think you just opened my mind. That's good. That's the really brilliant imagery, actually. Yeah, I did notice that when he threw it to her. I was like, oh, that's kind of aggressive.
Exactly.
But I never thought of it that way. It's kind of ironic if you think about
it. Yeah. There was another line I remember when I was listening to it again. And I was thinking, hold on, let me search up the lyrics really quick just to double check. So I don't, you know, I don't get any like Taylor Swift fans mad at me. All right. Okay, and I was thinking on the drive down, anytime now, he's gonna say it's love. You never called it what it was.
Till
we were dead and gone and buried, check the pulse and come back, soaring it's the same after 3 months in the grave.
Ooh. That's denial, right?
That's
there.
Denial right there, baby.
Especially that line, he's gonna say it's love. It's kind of like she's trying to reassure herself that, you know, like this is a good thing. Like we're in a good relationship.
Exactly. And
there's already this kind of questioning and thinking. Yeah, those are like the first few signs, I guess.
And in the video itself, it just shows an incredibly happy, you know, in love. The relationship itself was blossoming until almost breakneck jarring switch to what was actually going wrong. And that succinctly is shown by the title of the chapter itself, Crack in the Glass. And so like the red flags were showing a little bit more and more. Anyway.
Yes, definitely. And it's kind of accumulated into this one part where, wait, hold up. The lyrics are, you who charmed my dad with self-effacing jokes, sipping coffee like you're on a late night show, but then he watched me watch the front door all night, willing you to come, and he said it's supposed to be fun turning 21. Just hurts, you know. I think at this point it's already kind of established, or she's realized that, you know, this is it, that this is the end.
And for all the Taylor Swift fans, you know that she broke up on her 21st birthday, you know, like that night. Like I if I remember correctly, it was like she blew the candles and then she walked out to be like, we're over. Ooh. Something like that, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I didn't know that
one. You could fact check me on that if I got that wrong. But I definitely, you know, the video in itself, like the short film All Too Well, the lyrics may be like, oh, is you know, blossoming relationship, as I said earlier, but you could definitely see like the red flags shift dramatically, especially with the, what's it called? what do you even call it? The dinner room scene when they were like talking to all the friends. I've seen so many TikTok edits and snippets from like Twitter and things like that. When she, when he,
he took when, his hand away.
When he took his, hand, he away, took his hand away.
I was like,
also,
ooh.
I agree.
I was like, ooh, okay, interesting. Why'd you do that?
Why'd you do that exactly?
Why'd and you
the
do
way
that,
she, the, just his body language is like, yeah.
Oh,
this is my like trophy almost. It's like, oh, you know what I mean? The way she's like sitting there and everything.
Yeah, like kind of like expecting to just sit there and be the girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And it and then the scene continues to like their confrontation about it. And you know, usually the guy during a problem, usually the guy just shakes it off, you know, does like dismisses it almost, thinks nothing about it. And always thinks the girl's like overreacting or like being overly sensitive. But like, if you really look at it, it's textbook, and this is a big word, excuse me, but it's pretty much gaslighting.
If you
don't know exactly what gaslighting is, it's like a colloquial term of one person in a relationship being emotionally manipulated into them questioning themselves, you know. Hold on, let me, for the nitty gritty, let me just search up like the definition, just so like I don't get anybody angry at me, especially as a psych student. I don't want to be like, oh, actually, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So the definition: gaslighting is a psychological phenomenon where a victim is manipulated into questioning the validity of their own thoughts, perception of reality, or memories, usually over an extended period of time. It is said to cause confusion, loss of self-esteem, and uncertainty of the victim's emotional or mental stability. It may be immobilizing enough that the victim does not realize that the manipulation is happening. Frequently, the gaslighter says that the victim is crazy or is lying, and that the gaslighter is the only source of true information. This phenomenon doesn't only occur in abusive relationships, but can also happen in relatively healthy ones, or even in friendships and communities at large. And I feel like this word is like thrown around
a
lot.
Yeah, it is.
But I feel like a lot of people don't realize like the gravity of it.
Something you said like really struck me. The one that says that enough that the victim does not realize that the manipulation is happening, which is actually like part of the lyrics of Taylor Swift's song. Like, you don't notice some of these things until you actually like think about it. Like, especially like the throwing the car keys, what you said a while ago.
Exactly,
like, it's very subtle. These things are very subtle.
And like, especially if it's someone you love, you try to, you know, the expression of the rose colored glasses, you know, you try to gloss over these things.
Yeah.
But it, you know, in the short film she shows, you can watch the scene when they're getting angry. It's literally textbook gaslighting.
Exactly. Like there's so many signs of gaslighting.
Let me look at it really quick. What are the lines there? Okay. Hold on, give me a second, one second. You were being weird and quiet the entire time.
Shifting the blame.
He keeps going. When they were talking about like the hand holding bit, he says, "I don't even remember the moment that you were talking about it."
Obviously, he was denying that he did something wrong. Oh my god!
Exactly. It's like I did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Oh, crazy.
Oh my god, that's juicy, dude. I don't think I'm making you feel that way. I think you're making yourself feel that way. What the fuck?
I hated that. Like, that's just totally discrediting the victim. Like, just literally calling her insane. Like, he's like just calling her insane or something.
And to cap it off,
I was so angry.
And to cap it off, the argument. I skipped ahead a little bit. If people are like, wait a second, you couldn't have watched that. I skipped ahead a little bit. But in the end of the whole conversation, they were. The way that he was like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, embraces and everything. I feel like that's definitely, I know for a fact that that's definitely a tactic of, you know, trying to be sweet and everything to gloss over the actual problem without actually resolving anything, you know.
He
says he's sorry, blah, 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 but like he never addressed the problem in itself. He never validated any of her feelings. And again, made her feel as if she was crazy or her feelings are invalid, which is not conducive to a healthy relationship whatsoever.
No way. Like, I think one line in her song was like, maybe we got lost in translation. Maybe I asked for too much. Like that
classic line.
Yeah. Maybe I asked for too much. And it like I got reminded of a quote that said, you're not asking for too much. You're just asking the wrong person. I was like,
yeah, exactly. Because hold on, going back to the whole definition thing. It's like, you know, and that can possibly make the victim feel so isolated, you know.
Exactly.
It makes them feel like, you know, they talk to their friends and things like that. It makes them feel alone.
Yeah. That, like, you can't trust anyone, you know.
Exactly.
Not even yourself.
So it's like such a slippery slope, one may say, when you yourself are in an abusive relationship. And that I feel that Taylor Swift making a song, an entire song about it, and making a 10-minute version of it actually, is actually really important, because, you know, she's such a huge image for so many young girls.
Oh yes.
And the fact that she's talking about this literally main stage, you know, I think she did a performance of this song in SNL, whole 10 minutes. The fact that she's putting up to this, I think, is one, brave, obviously.
Oh yes, definitely.
But two, it's definitely, it's, how do I put this exactly? It's, she's giving a platform for those who have similar stories, if not the same.
I agree. I think I actually it's really important for these things to be talked about, like, because these kinds of issues, like, which is why I'm super, like, I'm actually really grateful to her to start this conversation, because these types of things are not always brought out a lot. We're made to feel like we're the crazy ones, right?
Exactly.
But yeah, it's really important to talk about these things, like, beyond Taylor Swift, beyond All Too Well. Like, it's an issue that is common, but really undetectable among many people, not just women, but everyone, actually, like, in any abusive relationship. But women in particular, like, something that the hashtag, I don't know if you know this, the hashtag MeToo feminist,
I mean, movement, who doesn't at this point?
Truth. Very true. You have to, everyone has to know this. It's the 21st century, everyone. But the hashtag MeToo feminist movement, like, it's kind of part of that. Like, we now have been given a platform or a start to talk about these things out in the open and to, you know, discuss these things so that we can address the problem, right?
Exactly. And the fact that Taylor Swift talks about it, especially in particular with a person that's, who's also in the industry, you know, I mean, like, it's probably not a secret that All Too Well is about her, and a certain, you know,
someone,
half Swedish, half American, you know, star of Nightcrawler, South Park.
All right.
Jake Gyllenhaal, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, the fact that she's talking about her experience with again, an older man in the industry, and him putting her in basically in a abusive relationship, I feel it's even more so braver and important for her to talk about it,
you know? Oh, definitely. And the New York Times actually, like, I have to quote them a little bit, but it's like, looking back on past encounters or relationships that left them with a seemingly outsized feeling of unease, wondering what exactly constitutes exploitation or emotional abuse, wishing they could go back and extend some compassion or wisdom to their vulnerable younger selves. That's why it's important to talk about these things, because there are so many young people out there who are, you know, like, falling in love and getting into relationships not knowing what's good for them and what isn't, you know.
And this is me talking about as like a psych student, and I just wanted to flex that a little bit. I'm playing, but it is really, there are a lot of people who get into relationships not knowing exactly what the, like, a healthy model of love is, you know. A lot of kids may be seeing their parents who aren't the greatest to each other. And some might, you know, have really fun parents, but I know just from the people I am friends with and like the different anecdotes I've heard, a lot of the kids who are children of divorce and things like that, they have trouble with their relationships, and they have trouble finding someone who is good to them. And that's not their fault.
Oh no,
at all. But it's definitely something that should be, I don't know, hold on, let me
discuss.
Yeah,
it's something that we, like, people have to talk about more, because we can't just leave these people in the dark and then blame them for like being in these relationships, you know what I mean? Exactly. Like that's the biggest mistake, you know, like because a lot of these people, like, when other people hear their stories, they're like, why don't you just get out? Like,
exactly.
You can't just expect someone to get out of something that they're not even aware of.
Exactly.
That's why, you know, like, it's really important to talk about it, to tell your story. And it's important that other people listen.
Yeah. And yes, actually.
Right? Like, it's important that people know that if they tell their story, they'll be heard. Because that will encourage more people to talk about this.
Exactly.
You know, like, fix the issue.
And one of the things that I remember when they told us, like, hey, can you talk about this for this episode in particular? Alessa and I were like, oof, that's kind of a heavy topic. But then I feel like that in itself is a problem, because we know it's heavy. We know it's we might break some eggshells, but we got to talk about it one way or the other. Like I was like, oh, it's a big word, gaslighting. Like, nah, like, people that she was gaslighted, I would say.
I agree.
And it is getting thrown around. That word is getting thrown around a lot, but it's also being more, I think the spotlight on that kind of behavior, it's getting brighter and brighter and bigger and bigger. And that's why the word is being more prominent, because it's way too common than it should be.
Yeah, I agree. It is. But yeah, you're right about that. Like, realizing now, like, saying now, oh my God, it's a really heavy topic, but it's still, just because it's a heavy topic doesn't mean we shouldn't be talking about it, you know?
Exactly.
You have to keep talking about it.
Exactly.
And you know,
because if we just keep perpetuating the cycle of us like, oh, we shouldn't talk about it, then it never will be, and the people who are being harmed by it will just keep being harmed by it, you know.
Exactly.
There's no way to break the cycle. So,
and yeah, like, saying it as such, like, oh, gaslighting, like, such a big topic, or such a heavy topic, it's kind of like we are telling them that their issue is too big to talk about.
And, exactly.
Such a realization, but yes, talk about it.
Listeners aren't the only one who can learn, I guess.
But yes, honestly, talk about it. We have to talk about it, and we will listen. We all have to listen with open hearts and open minds.
I think we also got to mention that, you know, for me at least, I've never been a victim of an abusive relationship, or I've never truly been gaslighted to a point where I've been harmed. So it's easy for me to say, like, oh, tell your story, blah, blah, blah. But I think that's why there are people like Taylor Swift and others who come out and share their story, because they are the ones who have gone through it and are brave enough to do it, to share it. And also have, as Taylor Swift shown in the latter half of the song, that you can heal from it and you can come back from it. You can bounce back. And it may not be, you know, the same normal as before, but it is a point of growth that you can go through, because she's gone through.
Definitely.
It.
Yeah, she has.
So I feel like it definitely, her sharing that song and her making her version of that song really shows that you can do it.
I mean, everyone goes through these things in their own way. Like, some, like, go through it more than others, so of course, like, take your time and but know that there are people out there who are willing to listen, you know. And I'm calling out to those people that they should be willing to listen. And yeah, it's our job now as the people who are hearing these stories to not invalidate those stories, because their memories, assessing their memories, it's really a vulnerable thing to do, to talk about it, it's difficult.
And you know, you may be able to talk about your friends and things like that, but sometimes your friends can only do so much.
Oh yeah.
So but knowing that there are different, you know, places where you can actually get help from professionals and things like that. And I suppose for the listeners, I know on the top of my head that they're for people in Ateneo, at least. I'm not sure if they extend this. I got to double check on that, I'll be honest. But I know that the Loyola School's Office of Guidance and Counseling, they offer free consultations with students. You can also contact the LS Gender Hub, the Loyola School Gender Hub, for any triggers or concerns regarding the topic discussed today. If you had something problem with us, but there's definitely places, you get counseling, therapies, and things like that. But again, as a psych student, I know for a fact that therapy isn't the only outlet of help. You know, if you can't afford it, that's okay. There are definitely other ways, but whatever you find is healing, I recommend you doing it. It doesn't have to be with a professional or anything. You know, therapy can be in so many different forms. So you being brave enough to realize that where you are is somewhere where you shouldn't be, and finding a way to get it, I feel, is so important for you to grow and heal from whatever trauma or relationship that has just harmed you in some way can.
Yeah.
Sorry, I kind of just.
No, but I totally agree with you. The first step is really to realize, you know, to understand that this happened.
Okay. I'd love to keep going, but we got a note from our programs guy that we gotta wrap it up.
So. Wrap it up. All right. So yeah, well, in this episode, we took a deep dive into the cracks of a relationship, as shown in All Too Well by Taylor Swift. So join us again next time as we further explore the song's narrative and make it a part of our own stories.
All Too Well is a production of Magis Radio in collaboration with ACOM Communicate, written by Rome Says and edited by Ashley Somera. We'll be back with a new episode next week.